is a Dr. Kevin Elko, and today's topic is seasons. It is real easy these days to say that the economy's bad, the environment's bad, but I'm going to present something different. It's not bad, it's changing. And the problem with you is definitely you. The problem with me is me. And what we have to do is determine what is being called of us, called for us to become, to grow. And then we have to grow to match the calling. The best way I can describe that is this story. A man was sitting with his wife as she came out of surgery. She had a tumor in her face. And the surgeon went after the tumor and had to go deeper than he wanted to. And he nicked a nerve, which left her mouth crooked. So she was in recovery. Her husband was sitting with her. And the doctor walked in. And she asked the doctor if her mouth would be crooked. And he said, yes, I'm afraid that it will be. That it will remain crooked. And so at that time, her husband said, well, I kind of like it. I think it's cute. So her husband leaned over her. He took his mouth and shaped it, sort of crooked himself, so that it fit perfectly on her mouth. And he kissed her. Life changes, and we go into different seasons of change, and the person that has to constantly change is us. A minister made an announcement that he wanted everyone to come to a special funeral service he was having at his church. And the funeral service was for somebody else. So everybody was kind of interested. He piqued their interest, so everybody walked into the church, and there was a casket up front. The minister said, every time I try to get someone to teach Sunday school and ask any of you, you say, well, get somebody else. When you come in and there's a problem with your family or job, the problem's always somebody else. When I'm trying to raise money to do a special project here to help someone else out, everyone here always tells me it's to get somebody else. So today we are having a funeral service for somebody else. And I would ask all of you to come up one by one and look in the casket and say goodbye to somebody else. One by one, everyone walked up. And when they looked in the casket, there was a mirror reflecting back them. Here you have to put to rest somebody else. You have to quit saying that my problem is the economy. This is the one I do. I'm overweight because the smells in the airport are unbelievable. I smell those cinnamon buns and I've got to have one. It's not something or somebody else. And the fact of the matter is, we don't know how to change. So it's easy to say somebody else. I read a study that said only 1 in 9 people change after open heart surgery. That's just simple, like taking their Lipitor or something that would lower their cholesterol. We just don't know how to do it. And I think most of us would say the same thing is true of companies and families. We have no idea that when the environment calls for us to be something different, it's time to change. Now, every one of us, January 1st, is going to talk about change. Do you know anybody who has kept a New Year's resolution, even one of them? This is a lot about changing, a New Year's resolution, coming out in 2009 and being someone different this upcoming year. And I'm telling you, I don't believe there's any such thing as willpower. I don't think that anyone could just go and take their pure energy and change. I think change and growth and New Year's resolutions are a very specific set of skills. The first step I just gave you, the first step is getting out of denial. There was that Al Franken that used to be on Saturday Night Live, and he used to imitate a self-help specialist, and his funny line was, denial is not a river in Egypt. Well, the first step is get out of denial. There is no somebody else. Put it away. It's you. Now that you're out of it, I'm going to go into the different steps of change. And I found the different steps mostly in the addiction literature. I'm a certified addictions counselor, and so I've had a lot of literature on it. And the steps of getting through any kind of change, if you have an addiction, are like this. Pre-contemplation, contemplating the change. Action, doing the steps of change. Maintenance, after you do the action, maintaining the change, and then recycle. I've changed the steps. And the steps I'm going to lay out for you today are the pre-season, contemplation, the season, action, the playoffs, maintenance, the off-season, recycle. The preseason is a time, and all research says that people really have very little chance of success without it. If you lack a preseason, a time where you contemplate, where first of all, in the preseason, what you're doing, and I tell most people do this in a four-month calendar. So whatever change you're talking about this New Year's, think about the first quarter. So the first part is to sit for a week to 2 weeks. Get your plan. Here's who I would like to be. Here's who I'd like to become. Here's how I would like my finances. Here's how I'd like my career. Here is how I would like my family. Get a vision real clear of who and what you are. Now, get a real clear vision of the process. I am going to be 10 pounds lighter. Let's say that's your vision. Here's the process. I will place bottled water in my office. Those times where I'm going for a snack, I will go for water. I will drink a full glass of water before every meal. I will take a walk at the end of the day because I'm using food to kind of get my motor down. But at that time, that's where I will walk. That is your process. And now listen to this part. The clearer the vision and the clearer the process, the greater your chance of success. But one more piece in the preseason. Jim Lear is being interviewed about Apollo 13. You know the famous line, the engine blows and he goes, "Houston, we have a problem." He's being interviewed and he was asked, "You were so in command, you were so calm when the engine blew. Did you prepare for the engine blowing?" He said, "No, it's the only thing we didn't prepare for. But we were prepared for something to happen." What you're doing in the preseason is you are sitting and you are constantly getting a vision of what you want. You're getting the process, but also anticipate obstacles. The debate where I think it was Benson looked at Dan Quayle and said, "Mr. Quayle, you're no John Kennedy." Quell opened that up in the debate because he said, "Well, John F. Kennedy got into office when he was my age." What I read later was Benson was prepared to use that line before the debate. Quell just happened to open it up. My point is, everything's a process. And it's always prepare for the obstacles before they happen. When he threw that out there, no one realized it, but Benson was prepared. And our phrase of clearing away the clutter, it's a good idea here to also get a phrase ready when the obstacle comes of the mental clutter we create. Here's the mental clutter we create that fogs the vision. This is too hard. No one's helping me. I'm not going to have success. This will never happen to me. Get prepared, a self-talk phrase you're going to say out loud when that obstacle happens. And here's two that we are trying to present to you. This phrase, no judgment. This is the next phrase, trust. Keep moving. Those are phrases that I'm asking you to think about and asking you to use. I heard one famous tennis player, when he came to be a champion, his phrase was, anytime you have an obstacle, keep moving, keep your feet moving. So in the preseason, it's the vision, it's the process, it's prepare for obstacles. The obstacle, especially of mental clutter, of like, this is too hard, the thoughts that we have, and then coming back with a statement that focuses us. Now, that's the preseason. And I really hope that you get that all that on paper. Here's my picture. Here's my process. Here's my phrase that keeps me on track, that keeps away the clutter. One of the things we're starting to do here with all of our reproduction, the things we're bringing out, is we're coming out with a check in 2009, where on the check, it's a blank check, that you write your vision on the check, you write a statement in the left-hand corner that you use to keep you from getting mental clutter, and then you sign it. And you keep it in front of you, you keep looking at it, keep reminding you of what you did in the preseason. Now the season. What we need to do in the season, it's the bulk of the 4 months where you are doing your process and you aren't judging anything, you aren't thinking, you're just going. If I'm around an athlete that's doing great, and I'll ask in the middle of doing great, in the middle of the game, in the middle of the performance, what were you thinking? They'll say, nothing. It's not a time of assessment. It's not a time of appraisal. That's the preseason. Now, you're just going all out. Now you're just performing everything that you've got. And you, during that, is you, that period, is you just stay on the process. If there's something that you need to change or shift around, if you can, save it. If you can't, then adjust. But try to take all the adjustment and save it for the next preseason, which is around the corner. But in the season, you're going all out. You're just giving everything that you've got, and you're just staying on process. If there becomes a time here where you start to think, just go back on process. One of my favorite examples of process is the movie The Fugitive. Tommy Lee Jones is chasing Harrison Ford, the fugitive, through a pipe. And he's out to get him. And Tommy Lee Jones drops his gun. Harrison Ford picks it up. Now, the roles have been reversed. So, Harrison Ford looks at Tommy Lee Jones and says, I did not kill my wife. The ultimate I'm in season comment. Tommy Lee Jones goes, I don't care. He's saying, I've already done my preseason. In my preseason, I had a vision. It was to get you. I had a process. I am doing it right now. I am chasing you. And I'm not going back to preseason. It's the season. I'm coming after you. I don't care. He is completely surrendered into his season. Now, we're getting down to the last month. And I'm going to call this the playoffs. There comes a time. See, this process, we started with a vision. We did the process. But now, listen to this phrase. The word is becoming flesh. When you go after something, you can start to see it. It starts to become real. This man was on his deathbed, and he called for his best friend to come over and see him. His friend was talking to him, and finally, he said to him, are you doing okay? The visitor said to the man on his deathbed, are you doing okay? And the man said, yes, I'm doing fine. You see, I patched my roof when it was warm outside. What he was saying was that he, in this moment, was just claiming it. He was just now finally claiming what belonged to him. And this last part is now we have to go claim it. We have to go pick it up. We have to go get what belongs to us. You have to finish. Buster Douglas was the first boxer to beat Mike Tyson. And what people don't know about that fight was Buster Douglas got out of a drug and alcohol rehab right before that. His mother passed away right before that. His little girl was diagnosed with a very challenging illness right before that. When he walked into the ring, Buster Douglas tapped Mike Tyson's gloves and says, I dedicate this right here, this fight, to the memory of my mother. In other words, he already won it. If you're ever around an athlete that won a great fight, they always won the fight before they won the fight. If you're ever around an athlete that got a championship, they got the championship before. But here's the big point. It has to be legitimate. So many people go in and claim their prize without doing all these steps we talked about before. The claim it step is the last step where you go, okay, now this is mine. This belongs to me. It's that point where you know that you know that you know that you know. You're sure it's here. I'm just here to claim it. It now belongs to me. I'm with the University of Miami, and we're playing Nebraska in the Rose Bowl for the national championship. And the whole place in Pasadena was Nebraska people. Nebraska team came out, and they were demonstrative. They were screaming. They were loud. The University of Miami came out with Kenny Dorsey and Clinton Portis and this whole team with Reggie Wayne, and they were as calm, they were as collective as you can imagine. I'm sorry, Reggie Wayne wasn't on that team. On that team was Jeremy Shockey. They came out, they were as calm, they were as collective. And Larry Coker, the head coach, who is a very humble man, a very gentle man, walks over to me. It says, when they are like this, it's scary. When they act like this, it's over. They've already won. I know these kids. He wasn't being arrogant. He was being honest. The game was done. Miami, I realized, their calmness was a confidence that they already had it. And when people do that, there's an arrogance at times. But there's also times it's not arrogant. There's just this, I know, I'm just here claiming it. In a sense, I've already got it. I'm just here because the word has become flesh. This last step is go get it, go claim it. A woman's doing a seminar on prosperity. And she asked the whole room, did anyone save money last year? A man raised his hand. I've saved money last year. She gives him $5. Then she asked, does anybody in this room invest money last year? A man raised his hand. She gives him $20. Then she holds out a $100 bill. Does anybody in this room know the secret, the magic secret, the secret of it all, the last step? A woman runs up, snags the $100, turns around, sits back down, doesn't say a word. Everyone says, what's the secret? What's the ultimate? What's the last step? She points and says, she knows it. Tell him. And she goes, I recognize that $100 is mine. I claimed it. And now the last step in the process, the last week or two of the 4 months, rest. The last step is rest. I am with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm hanging out in the training room. And the announcers for the game the next day, it's a Saturday, is Sam Weich and another man. Sam Weich was at one time the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. So he wants to see a player that they are treating. And I have to occupy him for a while because the player, I don't have to, but I chose to because the player isn't ready. So I go to Sam and I go, tell me about that Super Bowl year. Tell me about anything that happened that Super Bowl year that helped you go to the Super Bowl. He said, we lost the first couple games. And the owner of the team, after one of the losses, the first day back to work, says, I want your entire coaching staff in my office at 6 o'clock with their playbooks. He goes, we're getting fired. So I told the whole staff, be in his office with your playbooks. The owner of the team said, I'm going to walk around this building every night at 6 o'clock. I want every one of you out of here. I want all offices lights off. And I want you to leave your playbook when you leave in my office. I don't want you doing work at home. He said, we learned how to rest. We won. Learn how to rest. Take the last 2 weeks off of this, last week of this season, of this 4 month we've set up, and learn how to have a quiet dinner with your family. Learn how to spend time with your family telling them how they were special to you, what they've done for you. Learn how to take a walk during that time. Learn how to spend time doing nothing. When I was in Israel, I was there for a month, so I was there watching the Sabbath, where they just shut down everything in Israel. Then I watched them emerge at the end of the Sabbath, dancing in the streets, holding hands. They were recreated. Their whole mind was recreated in somehow. They were happy. They were relaxed. We don't know how to rest. We don't know how to take time to just do nothing. But as a result, we don't know how to recreate. And I'm telling you that you will be much better at performing. You'll be much better at everything if you just learn how to take time off and let your body relax. See, the plant goes dormant in the winter so it can come back and flourish in the spring. You are a part of all nature, but different from all the animals and all other life, you have choice. They are made to take a rest. They are made to hibernate. So were you, but you have to choose it. That's the big difference between us and all other creatures. Choose a rest. Here's the entire system for change in 2009. Start off with the preseason. Take the first part of the year. Don't rush into it, but get a vision. Get it on paper. Write it on a card. Write it on a check. Put it in your pocket so you can see it. Get the process down pat. Don't run into it. You will fail without a preseason. That's why football teams go to camp. Like Jim Lear, get ready for all obstacles and have a plan for all obstacles. Once you get into the season, you don't care about judgment. You don't sit around. You just go. A lot like Tommy Lee Jones. I don't care. He was in season. Then at the end, you claim it. You go get it. You go what rightfully belongs to you. And finally, learn how to rest. We are looking forward to working with you in the upcoming year. And we felt like we need to give you a system so that you have a great kickoff for the year. Go be like all of nature and get into a rhythm. And thanks for being part of our 2008.